This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Of July week. Today happened to be the 3rd of July. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJB program. Happy 4th of July to you from all of us here wishing you and your family a safe and happy holiday. We'll be on the air live during the day tomorrow with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan at Kara Schillenall at your service and on your side. There seems to be some controversy following AOC and some Border Patrol agents and a Facebook page. Jen, what's the story?
Yeah, this story has a lot of different layers to it. Just to set the stage, a couple of members of Congress went to the border on Monday. One of those representatives was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She was there with the representative from California, Judy Chu, and a few others. And they've made some pretty explosive claims. Some of them could be true, and some of them could be false. So let's start with the one that has gotten a lot of attention, and that is the claim from AOC that women at a border facility are being forced to drink out of toilets. She said that just hours after she toured one of these locations. She said that people of all ages are being mistreated and were drinking out of toilets as guards laughed at the migrants who were drinking out of said toilets.
Did somebody actually see the guards laughing?
No,
a woman told her. A woman who was there told her that they weren't allowed to shower until they found out that the representatives were going to be showing up. So then 4 days before that, they were allowed to shower, but it had been 15 days that they weren't allowed to.
And she also said that they don't have fresh drinking water, that they're not given that they have to drink out of toilets. She said she forced herself into one of the cells to get a better look and said that there was psychological warfare going on, that people
this
were being
AOC
at the Border Patrol.
This?
Yes, that they were interrupting their sleep and calling them names. Now, the allegations were denied by the Border Patrol chief, which you would expect, but they were also denied by a group of people, religious leaders, non-politicians, that were also traveling with the same delegation at the same time, saying they saw no evidence of people drinking out of toilets. What they do have in these detention facilities is fresh water that looks almost like a water fountain that comes out of the back. It's potable water, and then the front end is a toilet. Maybe that's what she was thinking of, but it seems a little far-fetched, and people are taking her to task for this idea, that rather dangerous idea, that people are being denied water and told instead to drink out of toilets. Now, that's part one. Part two of this story is that AOC also started talking about this Facebook group that the Customs and Border Patrol are investigating to see if this thing is real, if it has links to the agents who are there and deployed on the border. There's allegedly a group of hundreds of Border Patrol agents who are having kind of this private conversation where they were laughing at her visit, specifically at AOC, saying they would throw things at her, making snide remarks about her and her physicality. This group is not just designed to troll AOC. They've also had some other things to say about some of the migrants coming in and out.
They pass around. I'm 1015.
They're migrants and all of this.
There are 9,500 people who are members of this Facebook group. Yeah, it's a big. I mean, they have screenshots. ProPublica did this report. This didn't come from AOC, but they have screenshots of AOC in photoshopped images performing sexual acts. I mean, it's really disgusting.
Life,
they make fun
people.
Of. Well, but it's more serious than that. And the Border Patrol is looking into this because they say that the employees are actually held to standards of conduct when they're on and off duty. And
yeah,
what they say
no
on
doubt.
Social media, yeah, is important. So it's
and there's over 20,000 of the CBP. So if this is going on, obviously this is going to be a huge scandal. They're going to have to investigate. This is also not a reason for AOC to
this
come
is
out.
Ignorance.
And well,
I say we're headed to fascism. That's
no. Well, she's
one.
And that these are concentration camps, and that people are drinking from toilets because those lies are very dangerous. And she's been kind of caught in these lies, and she hasn't backed down from them. So while she may have a lot of fuel on her fire when it goes to this Facebook group, group. The fact that she expanded it to say, to make all these other claims that seem a bit baseless is, I don't know how responsible that is, especially when she could go home and vote on it. She could go home and vote to change things.
I want to know, if, as a constituent of hers, where is she? Brooklyn, good dog. The Bronx.
The Bronx.
So how is going down there servicing them?
Well, I think it's important for all members of Congress to go down there. Because remember, it was just about 2 months ago when AOC said that there was no problem at the border, that everything was fine, and that Trump was making it all up. So the fact that she's going down there, I welcome it. I hope she sees the people that are suffering down there, because Congress is the one that needs to act to change the laws.
The
reason people are suffering is because they haven't gotten off their butts and done anything about it. And in fact, I remember, and I'm old enough to remember, 2 days ago, AOC shouting no, no, no from the floor of the House of Representatives. I think she did it last Thursday or Friday because Nancy Pelosi succumbed to the pressure from Republicans in the Senate to pass a funding bill to actually help with the humanitarian aspect of this crisis. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez didn't want to vote for that. So she has a lot of nerve,
She's
I think,
naive,
going down there complaining about it.
Kid. Who gets a lot of attention from the news media because of, you name whatever the reason you want to come up with. I find it, and the more we talk about her, the more fuel we give to her and whatever it is that she's ultimately trying to accomplish. She may have some...
I think she's bringing up, but it makes us talk about the actual issue, and the larger issue is not her at all. The issue is, what are the actual standards of and conditions that these people are being held in? That is the big issue. So it's not really about her. But, you know,
I think
but here's the thing.
Her. I think she makes it about her in part.
Yeah.
I think that's
when she lies about it.
Yeah. Anyway,
well,
it,
she makes stuff about her, but the thing is, she's also, you know, she's also a target. And when they said there were a lot of reports that came out that she was screaming at the Border Patrol agents and everything, and the truth is, some of them were trying to mockingly take selfies with her. They should be doing their job. They should not be worrying about trying to get a selfie with AOC. The blame really is on both sides here.
Yeah, and I'm not letting the Border Patrol off the hook for the Facebook stuff. That's inexcusable.
No. Absolutely.
But, so don't get me wrong here, but I also think that AOC seems a bit frantic and manic when she goes out and starts screaming at the top of her lungs. I watched her whole press conference, and when you can literally prove that almost everything she's saying is not true, that's a problem, because she's pouring gasoline on a fire and not solving the issue. If you're
concerned about it, some people are not going to like, but I'm going to this is it's sort of sad. In effect, I've been talking to people, listening to people, watching people all of my life. My career has been based on talking to people, with people, about issues and learning to know and understand what people are all about. There is something that is not quite all screwed together here with her, and I think in her, if it's defense for the people who are big. Negative when they come down hard on her. I think the time will tell, and I hope it doesn't hurt her or her family. My feeling about her is that she's not emotionally stable. Look in her eyes.
That's a huge accusation.
I understand
that. That's a massive accusation.
If she was a guy, you would not be saying that. That's not true, and you have no right to say that.
That's my opinion. You're giving your opinion, I'm giving mine.
Yeah,
I do have a right to say
that. You do have a right to say it. You're right.
If it was a guy who had the same passion that she has,
maybe,
you would not say that she's
maybe,
that he's mentally unstable.
I would, if I saw it, if I'm looking at her, I'm saying that Trump is mentally unstable. I've said that 100 times if I've said it once. So in this circumstance, we have people who are attracted to the public limelight for whatever reason who are not. Trump is absolutely not stable in many ways of measuring. And I think she's cut out of the same cloth, frankly. I think that there's something.
A lot of people correlate her to Trump all the time.
She's not. It's not all tightened, buttoned down, and put together. So. You do. You're right. You have a right to express yourself. That's why you're here. And I know, but you have said that about Trump before,
and Jen jumps all over you, saying that was a massive accusation. You can't say that he's mentally unstable.
But I didn't change my opinion. I haven't changed my mind.
My opinion is there's something wrong with him.
My opinion is
that neither of them are mentally unstable. My opinion is that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is an opportunist, and she's trying to increase her star power by coming out with accusations that are not true and that have
been
proven not true.
What do you say about Trump, then?
I think that President Trump is absolutely an opportunist. Of course, politicians are opportunists, but that opportunistic. But at least Trump has tried to do something to fix the problem. For all of his bluster, he's actually tried to do something. He got a ton of heat for shutting down the government. He was told that he was a liar. Remember that? Everybody seems to have forgotten that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Nancy Pelosi stood side by side saying President Trump is making up what's happening on the border. So what are you telling me? Either you lied to the American people, or in 2 months this has become a problem. And I believe that these Democrats are caught with their pants down, so they're trying to reverse the narrative.
It's convenient. Whatever is convenient. People have short memories. That's been proven at the ballot box over and over and over and over and over again. We keep electing these same a-holes to the positions of power that they're in, and they keep disappointing us, or worse than that, they keep screwing with us for their own advantage. And whether she's an opportunist or whether she's got some probably either or, I don't know. I'm just telling you.
She wouldn't vote to give money to this situation that had nothing to do with the wall. It was only for humanitarian aid. And just as a couple of days ago, because she didn't want to vote with Republicans, she shouted no, no, no on the floor of the House. I'm not making that up. It's the facts. If she's concerned about it, again, put your money where your mouth is and fix the problem. You can complain about it all you want. You can make things up all you want. But you got to figure out how to fix it.
I don't think age is another thing. In
this circumstance, I think.
There are a lot of people who have gone into Congress who are under 30 and around 30 years old. So I don't think that that's really just to say.
Each one is an individual.
You know what? From the age perspective, there are a lot of people who have been sitting and making their living off of being in Congress, rotting, and they're 8,000 years old, and they don't do anything. There's just inactivity on no matter what the age group is. It almost seems like it's a problem of where they work more than who they are or how old they are.
All right, so a good thorough discussion of that issue. Thank you. 18 past the hour. Let me help you clean your teeth. I was having this word association game earlier with the ladies, but the point of all of the messages with power swabs is that you have the ability in a healthy way to remove stains that are caused by drinking a lot of coffee or tea or wine, or maybe you're smoking or whatever it is, and it doesn't do your body, your persona, your love life, your work life, whatever, any good. People look at the way you look, and unfortunately we live around judgmental people. That's the way it is. The best way for you to get noticed now, perhaps you've gotten a divorce and you're looking for people to pay more attention to you, whatever. There's 900 different reasons. But mostly you should be caring about yourself and your appearance. Never mind what other people think about you. How do you feel about you? If you call 800-208-1797 right now, use the DJV code, you can get all natural power swabs at 50% off the retail price. Sold directly now to the consumers. First used by a dentist named Martin Ginniger. He sold it to other dentists, and then he said, wow, this works so well, let's just sell it to everybody. And that's how you can benefit. Save hundreds of dollars. Don't have to get your teeth whitened professionally. All you have to do is call 800-208-1797. You can do it yourself. Take it from me. It's fast, it's simple, it's easy, and it works. And no negativity comes out of it. You're not putting pearls next to your teeth and eating away at the enamel. No, this is an all-natural concoction that will take the stains out of your enamel without hurting your teeth. Get it now at 800-208-1797. Power swabs at half price. Use the code DJV.
Ever wonder why Europeans speak so many languages? Is it because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe? Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons and award-winning technology can have you speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks. Just go to Babbel.com.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I could tell you, I was just taught the wrong way.
Go to Babbel.com to select your language. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try for free.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. You can do
it if you try. Ever wonder why Europeans speak so many languages? Is it because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe? Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons and award-winning technology can have you speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks. Just go to Babbel.com.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I could tell you, I was just taught the wrong way.
Go to Babbel.com to select your language. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try for free.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Doing business like a CEO while saving like a CFO.
Staples has all the supplies you need to run your business like a boss at prices that'll make your bookkeeper smile.
Now that is an achievement.
Everything from pens to paper.
And right now, a ream of Staples copy paper is only $3.99. You save $3.
But hurry, this offer's good this week only.
Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
And 7619 in store only. Valid on SKU 135-855.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
About 24 after the hour here on the DJB program. It's music time in this hour. This is Rick Springfield. Remember, don't talk to strangers. So, Rick Springfield was scheduled to be in to do an event in the Dominican Republic, but in the wake of the deaths there of the American tourists, He has decided to reschedule his festival down there in the Punta Cana region out of what he called an abundance of caution. He posted a lengthy statement on Twitter in which he explained his decision to reschedule the Rick Springfield and Friends Getaway Show, which were supposed to take place in November. He said, quote, "We've been closely monitoring the situation in the Dominican Republic in an abundance of caution and for the peace of mind and well-being of my fans and my band and my crew. The Rick Springfield and Friends event in Punta Cana has been rescheduled to take place at the Hard Rock Hotel in Cancun next year, 2020. New dates will be determined as soon as possible. We hope to have this announcement within the next couple of weeks." He added that organizing this type of event requires extensive planning. That's probably true. A lot of logistics involved, which is why his team was not able to change the location during the originally scheduled November 7 to 11 time frame this fall. So he nicely apologized for any inconvenience, promised the fans who wished to cancel their tickets that they would get a full refund. He said, quote, "While this decision has not been easy, the safety and well-being of our amazing fans, band, and crew will always be the most important consideration in any situation."
It's so interesting that his response, which I agree with, and I think he's doing the right thing, but it's like the opposite of Jimmy Buffett. Remember we talked about that story a couple weeks ago, that 120 yeah. Jimmy Buffett fans were there, and half of them got really sick.
Yeah.
And he never even made a statement. I've been checking. I checked his Twitter. He never even acknowledged it. I think that's horrible.
Yeah.
You either appreciate your fans or you don't, you know? It's like, well, people are traveling to go see you and they're getting sick.
I think at this point Jimmy Buffett is beyond. I think he just thinks it's all about him. I think that's go back to what I was talking about earlier. It's not just politicians that make things all about them. I think at this point Jimmy Buffett's had a great ride, and I think he's let it go to his head. He's made so much money.
He's been very clever. Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Been very clever, but I think it's not. He's not the same person he was when all this stuff got started. think that's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
All right, up next, Andy Warhol transcending a photographer's copyright by transforming a picture of a vulnerable and uncomfortable prince into artwork. U.S. District Judge John Colt sided with the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts over photographer Lynn Goldsmith. Case tested whether Warhol, who died in 1987, made fair use of a 1981 picture of Prince when he created a series of 16 artworks that became known as the Prince series. The series contained 12 silkscreen paintings, a couple of screen prints on paper, and a couple of drawings. In 1984, Vanity Fair magazine licensed one of Goldsmith's black and white studio portraits of Prince for $400. Commissioned Warhol to create an illustration of Prince for an article entitled Purple Fame. The article said it featured a special portrait for Vanity Fair by Andy Warhol, contained a copyright attribution credit for the portrait that cited a source photograph by Goldsmith. The judge said Warhol's artworks were in stark contrast to the original black and white photograph. Every Prince series work is immediately recognizable as a Warhol rather than a photograph of Prince, in the same way that Warhol's famous representations of Marilyn Monroe and Mao Zedong are recognized as Warhols, not as realistic photographs of those persons. So, I think that makes sense.
Frank, makes total you? Sense, yeah.
Yeah. I think that makes sense, yeah. I'm down with that. But still can't get away from the music of Prince, and ought not to, because it's good stuff. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your health. Sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many political observers believe the presidential campaign of one of the many Democrats in the field may be winding down now. The former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper shaking up his campaign staff this week.
These campaigns are long, hard campaigns, and you don't always get it right with the first team.
Hickenlooper also struggling to raise money. Politico reports his senior staff urged him to withdraw from the race last month and to consider a run instead for U.S. Senate. The Trump administration apparently giving up the battle to include a question about citizenship on the 2020 census form, saying it will print the questionnaire without it. The U.S. Supreme Court having dealt a blow to the administration's efforts last week by knocking it down to a lower court. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Details, details, details. We're all about details here. In search of putting an end to truth decay, it's Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen on board with me. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV program, working toward the 4th of July. A lot of things going on. First, though, let's get to, I guess we would say this is something good. Right, Victoria?
Yeah, I think so. After 14,000 hours of testing and 1,800 customer surveys, Delta Airlines says it's ready to give its international flyers a whole new experience. They plan to implement a completely new service for main cabin slash economy passengers on international flights starting in November, with free cocktails, bistro-style dining, and some more things like you'll get a complimentary drink right after takeoff, which is similar to the service that first class passengers get.
Right.
The drinks include a new Bellini that's made with sparkling wine and peach puree.
What's a Bellini? Is that, what is a Bellini? I don't know what that
sparkling
is.
Sparkling wine and peach puree. That's what it is. It's like a mimosa, but with peach.
Yeah, instead of orange. Yeah.
Yeah. Delta also is revamping their menu options. They're going to let passengers choose among appetizers and larger entrees, new recipes like a harissa shrimp appetizer. Dessert is served after dinner. That's another thing that did not happen before. With another complimentary drink, you'll get some wine with dessert. And Delta's hoping that their new cabin experience will give passengers a wow moment, according to their press release. I think people definitely need some sort of a wow moment when they fly because it's pretty horrible.
Yeah, it can be pretty horrible. I think the thing that makes it different for me, last year when I went to Peru, and I went on American because, as I've said 100 times, I have so many miles and my status is such that pretty easy for me to get an upgrade. I wouldn't, if I were starting from scratch, I'd probably choose Delta. At least today, where all things being equal, and JetBlue would probably be number two. And after that, they're all the same, from what I can gather. And I'm a traveler who understands how to travel and what it takes. I know how to get into the airport. I know how to get through all of the various experiences that you have. Get on the plane, try to be comfortable, be left alone. And I want to get, if I'm going to Los Angeles, I want to get on the plane, I want to have a meal, I want to watch a movie, and I want to take a nap. And that's my routine, and that's what works for me. I don't want to be bothered by conversation with somebody or some damn kid kicking the seat behind me or whatever it is that goes on over and over and over again in those circumstances. It's just that it's taken whatever, making it mainstream and available for most people, which is not the case when it first was, it was still a way of transporting yourself around, but it was very expensive and very exclusive, and you didn't have the sort of circumstances. Even when I was a kid, when I was in college starting to fly, I don't remember. All I remember, first flight I ever took was on American from Cleveland to Boston to come home for Thanksgiving in 1964. Or 1963, when was it? 64. And I was in the back of the plane, I didn't know anything about choosing seats. I just took a seat in the middle of the next to last row in the smoking section of, in that day and era, you could smoke. They put you in the back of the plane, whatever the hell they thought that was going to do for you.
Because you're still on the same plane.
The whole plane, it stinks and they have the same stuff. So anyway, that was my first recollection, and it was on American. And I sort of stayed loyal. American was well run when a guy named Crandall was running it. He's the last one that ran it that really was a service-oriented guy, an operation guy. And then since then, it's all bean counters and the Irish Mafia that still is in charge of American. And they don't care about anything but themselves, bean counters. They'll give you patronizing conversation about how we do this, that, and the other thing. But it's all vapid. It's all just, it's just so much talk. With Delta, I think they do. And I think that the sort of what you hear word of mouth is really what's true. And that doesn't just mean for flying. It means for any service, any product. It's just you, the word of mouth. Trust the word of mouth most of the time. That's the best advertisement.
Well, it is. Exactly. It is. And I think one of the nice things about Delta's new plan here is that they worked specifically with a design team of 24 flight attendants who had been with the company for a long amount of time. So you're really going, you're making a good decision based on the people who are, talk about boots on the ground, the flight attendants, and you know your sister is one, the flight attendants are the ones who have all the most valuable feedback. And I think it's great that a company, it worked them into the new plan and the structuring of it, because I honestly cannot imagine American Airlines doing that.
No,
I just can't see it. Or United.
We had a meal on the way from Miami to Lima. We had a meal, but it was in a plastic container. It had been warmed, you know, and it was sort of paying lip service to what they do on international service. And so I'm going back to what you said about my sister. My sister originally worked for Northwest Orient when the airline was called Northwest Orient, back in she started in the 60s and then worked for 14, 15 years, had her children, was off for a while, went back, stayed with the airline. She and three of her friends have been working for them for decades, and they bid the same trips together. They're like family. And she had to have a knee operation, so it was before Delta took over Northwest, and Northwest said she couldn't come back to work. And she went through physical therapy, and she wanted to go back to work at the time. I think she was 64, 65. And so she just took it in stride, and one day got a call from her former supervisor, who was still a supervisor, but Delta had taken over, and they wanted to hire back some of the experienced personnel.
Smart.
And so she went back to work and still does. She's 70... Well, and it'll be 76 next January.
Wow.
So, and she still is at it. All of her friends are still at it. and they go. So they have enough seniority to bid, outbid everybody. They could go four trips to Beijing or someplace in the Orient. That's all they'd have to do every month. But she doesn't, you know, she cares. She likes to go and be away. So the three of them, they bid their trips to some of these old Republic Airlines spot up in Saskatchewan, and they do Minneapolis, L.A., or Minneapolis, some other place. They do 3-4 day trips, so they're away from home.
My former neighbor is still a Delta. She's significantly older than me, but she has been with Delta for a very long time, and she does all the JFK to Rome. She does that link over to Italy. And I asked her one day, just, you know, what it was like to be a flight attendant, and she said, you know, I've worked for other airlines, but I've been with Delta now for a long time, and she said it's the best company to work for, and she said I actually feel like my voice is heard and I feel respected. So that says a lot with someone who's got experience as a flight attendant.
I agree.
They feel like they're being heard. That's a big thing.
The one thing that I, to go back to, whether it's domestic or international, depending on how long you're going to be in the plane, I don't care if it's a couple of hours, but I want to have something in front of me. I want to have an entertainment device.
Yes.
I can watch the news.
The option, at least. Give me the option.
Exactly.
They ripped
right.
all the TVs out. It just
Well, they did
know.
It American, and they've never had
United
it in Southwest.
Too.
United ripped them out.
Oh, yeah.
Now American realizes it was a mistake, and they're sort of putting them back in again, especially for the long-haul flights and the Transcon planes. They're putting them back in again because people, that's what they want. First of all, they tried to sell it at first. As, oh, well, we're going to let you use your own device.
We're giving you freedom of choice.
Oh, yeah, bunk them. And you could never get Wi-Fi to work.
Oh, right.
So people were getting baloney-faced about that, and so, okay, we better do it this way. Speaking of doing it this way, the Park Service, an interesting reality here, with this business going on in Washington tomorrow, the National Park Service is diverting some money from fees and stuff to pay for the costs of the 4th of July celebration. There seems to be a lot of criticism because there are a lot of things that need to be paid for at the National Park Service since the government shutdown, and that hasn't taken place. Repairs at the Lincoln Memorial and the reflecting pool and landscaping and stuff around the Korean War and World War II memorials, the Jefferson Memorial, all these things are in need of repair. And apparently some of the money set aside for doing that is now being spent to do whatever.
It's the parade.
I don't even understand. Other than me being annoyed, I don't want to see a military parade.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't want to think of 4th of July as
no
tanks and stuff. I want to see soldiers in uniform, sure, but I don't want to see tanks and artillery. That just, I don't know. To me, that just goes against what 4th of July is about.
Right. So anyway,
I want to see the people, not the firepower.
We don't need that stuff.
We don't.
All right, 44 after the hour is what we agree. 44 past. Here's something else we agree on: how important it is to get a good night's rest. And the folks at MyPillow have been nice enough to support this program because we're supporting them, and we're supporting them because you support them. If you didn't respond to my messages and messages that come from Victoria and Jennifer on these MyPillow products, they wouldn't be here and we wouldn't be talking about them. But because you do respond, this is a way of, I guess, gauging the importance of the program or the importance of you and how you respond to certain things. I'll be the first to admit to you that there are some things that are advertised in this program that lay an egg. Doesn't work. It's been that way forever. Some products we can sell and some products we can't. And that's the way it is. That's life down on the farm. And one of the things that people have been most responsive to have been our MyPillow commercials, because we all use them, and you can tell by listening to us. We all use this. I think I was most effective in talking about the Giza sheets. When I got them, put them on. I think you got them too, Victoria, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
They're well-crafted, well-made. They are exactly what you want. We all fantasize about wanting to get into fresh, clean pillows into bed every night. I'm talking about sheets and stuff. And, yeah, that's a dream. But the closest thing you can come to is getting these Giza sheets because the quality is so good, feels so good when you get into them. But there are other things. MyPillow namesake is the pillow business. They got started making pillows. Now they're making all kinds of other things, but their mainstay of business, MyPillow. The MyPillow premium pillows. Now you can get a two-pack of them for $69.98 as an example of how wonderful the relationship is between us and them. The reward is for you. And if you use the DJV code at MyPillow.com, you'll only pay $69.98 for two fabulous MyPillow premium pillows. You'll get from 35 to 65% off everything else that's available in the catalog at MyPillow.com. So let's get at it. Let's get a good night's rest. Let's feel good about jumping into the sack at night and feel refreshed when you wake up in the morning. Get the promo code DJV to work for you at MyPillow.com. Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Having your book banned? Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, there's a fellow named Charles Pixley, and that's exactly what happened after he discovered a product called 714X and organized a team of doctors to do research and test it. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asked what happened to the healing arts in America. Cancer alone has become a big business. Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their multi-billion dollar diagnosis and treatment businesses? After decades of research, months in prison, and 22 years of silence, Charles Pixley is speaking out again. His book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy of it for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbook.com. That's 714xbook.com, promo code DJV. Education is the best medicine.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, what's brewing for Elizabeth Holmes? No relation to Sherlock. You remember her? She was the founder of that company called Theranos that was supposedly going to be the new way to test your blood and apparently turned out to be a complete sham. Company was worth $9 billion at one point. As value certainly has gone down after a lot of news reports suggesting that it wasn't quite what everybody's being told. Actually, the company went out of business last year, and she's on trial, but not going to stand trial till next summer. I don't understand that. Why is she going right to trial? She'll face 20 years in prison for defrauding investors, but I just don't understand why they're waiting till next year. That's not swift justice under any circumstances. But, you know, it's food for thought. Crime doesn't pay most of the time. In this circumstance, didn't pay for her. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a very recognizable theme for me, anyway. I hope for most mature moviegoers, right, Victoria? Back to the Future.
I would know this anywhere. I could name it in two notes.
Yeah, really?
Put you on a TV show. Back to the Future. I love.
What is it called? Crack Shazam. What's that show called?
Yes, Beach Shazam.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. All right. Speaking of Shazammers, Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here, and no doubt he has a story for us, Victoria, that relates to the theme from the movie Back to the Future, or movies, because there were, what, three, four of them? How many were there?
Three. Great trilogy.
Yep. It's actually
a good story, if you want to hear it. Well, today in film history, July 2nd, 1985, Back to the Future opened in theaters, became the number one grossing film of 1985. Great movie, very character-driven, but the story behind it, which I think a lot of people will know, is that Steven Spielberg produced, Robert Zemeckis directed. They originally wanted Michael J. Fox as a role of Marty McFly. Wasn't available initially because he was doing the NBC sitcom Family Ties. So they hired an actor named Eric Stoltz, who was really good in the movie The Mask with Cher. Do you remember that film? With Sam Elliott back in the same, I believe the same year. And they filmed half the movie. Spielberg and Zemeckis kept looking at the dailies and realized that Eric Stoltz played the role with no humor, and they weren't happy. So they went back to NBC. They fired Eric Stoltz. They cut a deal, and they got Michael J. Fox to do it. And they filmed most of that movie at night after he shot his Family Ties stuff. And they completed the film with Michael J. Fox. And his chemistry with Christopher Lloyd was electric. And the rest is movie history. Great film. I love the trilogy. They're the same, but very different. And well, it's an awesome piece of movie-making.
People give a lot of credit to Michael J. Fox, which is, I think, a very good thing, very important thing to do. But the other side of it is Christopher Lloyd came into his own as far as character acting is concerned. He really pronounced the role, the figure, the iconic image of just the whole thing. He just and he's played so many different roles in his career. He's now, I think he has Parkinson's. He's in his 80s, late 80s.
Okay,
but he's around still. He was usually early in his career. He was usually known as a bad guy. Most of the roles he played were in Cowboys, and he was a baddie. And
but I mean, his role is Jim on the NBC
Taxi.
And ABC Taxi. He was awesome on it. That was a great show. One of the best sitcoms of all time, Judd Hirsch.
Yeah. Really good stuff. Right. Just as an aside, talking about television for a minute.
Go ahead.
The family of the fellow who produced all those, what they call Jiggle TV, Aaron Spelling. Mm-hmm. Remember Charlie's Angels first came out of his shop and so many others. He built a house for himself in Los Angeles in the Homie Hills, which is part of, it's up on off of Sunset. So he builds it, he dies, his wife moves out and sells it for $86 million, the house. Mm-hmm. It cost him $40 million to build. The house sold yesterday to somebody who's some kind of Middle Eastern sheik or something for $120 million.
This is Candy Spelling. Is that who you're talking about?
Yes, Candy Spelling.
Wow,
mother.
Good for her.
Hey Doug, you know what Lex Luthor said about real estate?
No,
the best investment. It is the best investment you can have.
Right. All right. Movie news. What do you have?
I went to see Spider-Man Far From Home last night. Really liked it. Very character-driven, charming, funny, very enjoyable movie. I think word of mouth will be very good. This Tom Holland, who plays Peter Parker, Spider-Man, carries the film on his back. Okay, he's really good. I mean, he's just really good. Fits the role like a glove. And once again, proving, Doug, that Marvel really can do no wrong. What they produce is really good stuff, and people embrace it. It'll be a big box office hit. One other bit of movie news. Today is Tom Cruise's birthday, born in 1962. He's 57. I'd have to say, easily, one of the best careers of all time by any performer. No doubt about it. That's unequivocal and undeniable. Great career.
Yep. I think he's got it figured out. He's got it knocked. He can go for as long as he wants playing these roles. I think he's developed another one of these people that's developed in the job. You look at some of, like, the old Risky Business when he was just a kid, and you look at that and then see what he's developed into. I give a lot of credit, Frank. He's very good. He's a movie star. It's 59 past the hour.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.